Welcome, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we are in Clearwater, Florida. Beautiful Clearwater, Florida. Welcome today to the show. We're glad you're joining us. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister, and joining me today will be a couple of our radio team members, and we are always happy about that. Nan, you're right here in the studio with me, aren't you? I am in the control room, and I had the wrong mic on. Now let's hear you, Nan.
I am here in the studio with you.
All right, we are good. And Megan is just joining us from up there in Indiana, aren't you, Megan? Are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys?
Oh, good.
Hi, Megan.
We are great. Just getting everything switched over from Brother Chip's show, and now here we go with Living the Good Life. I just look forward to this so much every week. How about the two of you?
Most definitely.
And Ann, yeah.
Yeah, almost definitely.
You're here quite a bit. Megan, you're here. You're on quite a bit, too. Actually, we have several team members, but you just were on last week, and you're on again this week. It just worked out that way.
I know. So, I love it.
You do? Well, you're okay.
I love it.
All right. Okay, little Mama Meg. And for some of you who don't know about some of our team members, Megan is located up in Indiana, along with her mother, Betty, who's on the show quite frequently. And Megan and her husband, Ben, are about to deliver a little baby girl very soon, aren't you?
Yes, little Zoe Grace.
Little Zoe Grace. And she's coming in, what, 3 weeks or so, isn't she?
She's coming in 3 weeks. We're counting down the days. We only got 20 days left.
Wow. It's pretty exciting, isn't it? It really is.
Very exciting.
And we'll tell you more about little Zoe Grace later on. But today is really cool. We are getting close to Resurrection Sunday. It's actually just 2 weeks from today. And that's exciting. I always love this time of year. Don't you, Nan?
Oh, most definitely. Very
yeah.
special time.
Special, you know, just a special time to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. That he's not in a tomb. He's not in a grave somewhere, but he's the risen Lord. And as we get closer to that celebration day 2 weeks from now, we've been in the book of Mark, and our theme has been for the last few weeks, from the inside out, which is what Jesus does in us, all of us, as we choose to really walk with him. He begins to change us from the inside out. And I'll tell you, it's a process. It's really a lifelong process, but it is an amazing thing to walk with the Lord on a daily basis. Right, Megan? Ugh. Isn't it wonderful?
It is a blessing, and it's those times when you know that you're changing is when you know that you're blessed.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And we are all so blessed, aren't we? I mean, just walking in the knowledge that God loves us and has a plan for our lives. And, you know, we just have to get that message across, Nan, over and over again, week after week. We want our listeners to understand how much God loves them and how much he cares about every detail of their lives.
That's exactly what we try to do. You know, and because we love them is why
yes.
we're here.
Right.
You know, and bring forth the Lord uses us and the words that we say and what we share and the songs that are on the program because we love them. And
right.
they might say, well, how can you love me? You don't know me. But they're part of our existence. They're humans.
Yeah.
They're there. And we love them because we
Amen.
Know how much God can do in their lives. And that's why we try to just allow his love to shine through us in the words that we speak to them.
And amen. And it's a joy to do this program. We are almost ready to celebrate our 8th anniversary. Next month will be the culmination of 8 years on the air, and we'll start year number 9. That's almost hard to believe it's been this long, and it's just wonderful. We love doing these shows. You can go to our website, www.BOM, which stands for BOHM. I'm sorry, stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, BOHMglobal.com. And you can access like hundreds of shows that we have there because we have a lot of room on our website. So we just keep putting shows on there. And at the end of each month, we put all the shows that were done in that month. So at the end of next week, going into like 10 days from now, we will put up all the March shows. And it's a really good way to listen to the word and learn it. Don't you think, Megan?
Absolutely. And those, all of those, I call them teachings because that's exactly what they are. All of those teachings, no matter if you listen to it before, you're going to catch something different every time, which is what's so cool about learning about the Word.
It is, isn't it? Because it's fresh all the time. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Megan, because God was speaking to me this morning about, doesn't matter how many times you've heard a particular verse, sometimes the next time you hear it, you hear something you didn't hear before. It's that fresh rhema, manna from heaven that God gives us when we just take the time to listen to his word and to read it and to study it and to see what he wants to say to us. Nan, I don't know about you, but it blesses me every single show we have because we never know what God's going to do. And we have a general idea where we're going. We're going to Mark chapter 4, if you have your Bible. But we really don't know everything that's going to happen and how it's all going to come out. There's no script. And it's exciting to know that we just listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, don't we?
Right. Yeah. It. I mean, it just flows. It just goes. You know, there's no effort put into what we're doing. I mean, we put our time into it.
Sure.
But it's like we're not having to think, what is the next thing I'm going to say? And well, you said such and such. Well, I need to copy off that. None of that. It's like the Holy Spirit just moves.
Amen.
On all the participants, whoever is on the show that time, and it just all comes together. So nice. We could not script it that
no,
good.
There's we could
no
not.
Way we could do that. It is the Lord.
And, you know, I wait on the Lord during the week for what music we're going to play on the show, not knowing how it's going to fit in with what we're talking about, just having a general concept. But it's so cool. It really is dependence on the Holy Spirit. Megan, talk to us about the importance of that before we go to this first song in a minute.
Well, depending on the Holy Spirit means that you don't have control over your, oh, I just want to say the words that come out of your mouth, because you don't. Because when I come on the show, you know, when I first started it, I would be nervous because it's like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to say? What am I going to say?
Right.
But now it's called, I just read the word that we're going to do.
Right.
And I pray, and I give it to the Holy Spirit, and he turns my words into what he wants people to hear.
Amen.
And it's just, it's always such a blessing, and we all have something of our own to contribute to, and that's what makes it so awesome, is because the Lord uses us all in different ways.
Oh, absolutely. And he's going to do that today. Let's begin with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be on the air with so many listeners across the globe. Lord, we praise you for this, and we thank you that you've opened this door of effective service for this ministry. Lord, today we just do our very best to listen to your voice and communicate exactly what you want taught, what you want received by these listeners. And Lord, we just ask that your anointing would just flow freely. Your presence would be mighty today in this show. We give you the glory and the praise for that. In Jesus' name, amen. And welcome to all the new Starcom Media Network listeners scattered around the globe that are now listening and able to listen to the show, not just the Tampa Bay area. And we are excited about that. So welcome to every one of you. And we're going to start right off with a Paul Baloche song, which I just love this song. It's one we've heard many times through the years, but it's really good. Open the eyes of my heart and allow the Holy Spirit to open your eyes and your ears and your heart today to what he wants you to hear.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open my eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open my eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to
God, that's our prayer today. Lord, oh, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Oh, we give God the glory and praise before we ever see what he wants to do in this show today. And, oh, open the eyes of our heart. Let's go to Mark chapter 4, verse 1. Jesus, but we know it's Jesus, went back to teaching by the sea. And before we get that, Nan signaling me there in the studio that she's got a poem, right, Nan? Okay.
Yes, Pastor.
I did not look up. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was looking down at my Bible. Go ahead.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Father, help me right now that I will see you in a better light. I want to learn so much about you. I will keep you in my sights. Help me as I face each day to really understand what is there. The things that I deal with each day, I will seek you while in prayer. Help my heart to better see all that you have for me. I desire all that you have as you are making me into a beauty. Help me to learn this very day things I did not know before. I will walk down this path. I will walk through the open door.
Whoa,
and I just really felt like
poem.
It's like,
woo,
people, if they will really listen,
yes,
really listen with their heart,
right,
really listen today, they're going to, and we, as we go through also, are just going to learn so much that of what he has and how he wants to make us into what he's making us into.
Oh, praise God. And we just love the way the Holy Spirit inspires these poems through Nan. It happens all the time. We're getting pretty used to it. But that's that poem was really reflective of what each of us need to be saying. God, show me what you want to show me today. Teach me what you want to teach me. Open my eyes, the eyes of my heart, so I can see what you want to tell me. So let's go to Mark 4. Thank you, Nan. Jesus went back to teaching by the sea. A crowd built up to such a great size that he had to get into an offshore boat and use the boat as a pulpit as the people pushed to the water's edge. Boy, that is pretty cool. That people want to hear the word that much. And they really were pushing in on Jesus to the point that he was forced to get in a boat, which is cool. And I love the water. And as you all, some of you know that, I just love the water. I've been there the last couple of days with my family and just enjoying the beach and kayaking and all that. I think Jesus loved it too, because he's always down there by the sea teaching. And I think it's pretty cool. And it says this at the end of verse 2 of Mark 4. He taught by using stories, many stories. So we're going to talk about a familiar story that he taught. It's found in more than the book of Mark. It's found in also in Matthew. And the story, it starts out like this. The first word, and I'm reading from the Message Bible, that Jesus says here is listen. I like that. I mean, that's really what we've been saying here for the last couple minutes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to listen. I want to hear you. Okay? Jesus said, listen, what do you make of this? A farmer planted seed, and as he scattered the seed, some of it fell on the road, and birds ate it. Some fell in the gravel. It sprouted quickly, but didn't put down roots. So when the sun came up, it withered just as quickly. Some fell in the weeds. As it came up, it was strangled among the weeds, and nothing came of it. But here's the fourth category. We've just gone through three that did not bear anything. But here we come to the fourth one. Some fell on good earth and came up with a flourish, producing a harvest exceeding his wildest dreams. And in verse 9 of Mark 4, Jesus says, are you listening to this? Really listening? I'm sure some of them were distracted by babies or this going on or that going on, or they were tired or whatever. He said, are you really listening to this? So let's look at verse 10. When they were off by themselves, those who were close to him, his disciples, along with the 12, so there's others plus the 12, ask about these stories. And he told them, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. But to those who can't see it yet, everything comes in stories, creating readiness, nudging them toward receptive insight. These are the people whose eyes are open, but don't see a thing. That's why we played that first song just now, asking God to open our eyes. There are people whose ears are open, but don't understand a word. And there are people who avoid making an honest, making an about face and getting forgiven. Megan, talk to me about this. Jesus, it's so cool how he always talks in stories, parables, don't you think?
Well, it is, because it makes it understandable to us.
Right.
How we have symbolism in the story of the farmer.
Right.
And how it fell upon different levels or different sections of the earth.
Right.
And how it manifested itself. And then he goes to tell those 12 plus the disciples. He breaks it down even further. Is what he was talking about were the people that have their eyes open, but they can't see anything because they've got blinders on. And, you know, it's just the same thing is true today, because I'm sure, I know I've gone to church a couple of times, and it's like, you know, you have something else on your mind, and you
yeah.
hear the word, but it goes in one ear and out the other.
Right.
Well, that's not what he wants. He wants us to be of that rich earth where
right.
the seed sprouted. That's what he wants.
Exactly. We're going to go through these categories in a minute, but Nan, comment on that. Megan, that was really good. God is really wanting to teach us some important things today about our attention span, about our commitment, about our complacency, perhaps. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm thinking is there may be people listening today that they have kind of been one of those three categories for a while, but they can
sure.
change today and become that new
Amen.
Fresh ground.
Amen.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking the one
yes.
about and it fell on stony ground where it immediately sprang up, but then it had no depth.
Right.
And that's the way I used to be many, many years ago.
Okay.
I would hear the word,
right.
get all excited about it, and did not go anywhere with it, and it just go
right.
away. You know, and many
right.
years ago, I mean, that's the way I was, you know. I'm not like that now, praise God. But there's people who maybe were like that before this show, but they don't have to be that way anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's see what Jesus says, because he explains this. Starting in verse 14 of Mark chapter 4, Jesus is saying, here, I'm going to tell you what's really going on here. The farmer plants the word. All right. Megan, Nan, and me today, you guys, we're farmers right now planting the word.
Okay.
Okay? We are planting the word. It's really coming from God through us. We're just mouthpiece, you know, mouthpieces, that's all. But we're planting the word right now. Some people, now this is the first category, category number one, some people are like the seed that falls on the hardened soil of the road. No sooner do they hear the word than Satan snatches away what has been planted in them. Talk to me about that, Megan, because there's a lot of people like that that may hear a sermon once in a while or may turn on their TV or radio, hear something, and they think, oh, okay, and then they just forget about it, and they don't ever do anything with it. You know?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's sad because it's falling upon deaf ears.
Right.
And it's because that's what the devil wants. He wants it to fall on deaf ears. He wants you to be distracted.
Absolutely.
He doesn't want you to soak in the word.
Right.
And so, you know, that's where if you're doing that or if you're having that type of reaction when you hear the word or if you're hearing this radio show is, you know, stop a minute and, you know, rebuke the devil and say, hey,
amen.
You know, back off in the name of Jesus because
yes.
I want to hear this. I want this to soak into me for the first time. I want this to permeate down into my soul, not just to go in one ear and out the other, because it's not going to do you any good if you do that.
That's exactly right. And I like what you just said to our audience. Stop and do something about this.
Right.
So take an action step here. And the action step that you need to do is to rebuke the devil. Satan is mentioned right here by Jesus. In verse 15, it's Satan that snatches it away from you. People, the devil is real. If you are one of these that are just like, don't mention the devil is real. He is an entity that continues to hassle us as long as we live. But the good news is the Bible says that the thief, meaning Satan, that's John 10:10, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give to you life and to give it abundantly. And Nan, isn't it true that the devil tries to steal the word right away from us? He's a big old thief.
He does. he does.
Why does he want to do that?
To hinder our walk with
absolutely.
The Lord, to hinder what we are doing or can do for
right.
the Lord, for the whole, at the end of the time, for the kingdom's sake, you know.
Right.
If someone is one who's really outspoken, outgoing, and will share Jesus with people, if he can try to hinder them and keep things
yes.
away from them,
yes.
as far as, you know, scriptures and things like that, they might back off from that a little bit. Maybe they
oh,
don't feel
yeah.
comfortable with it or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And he'll just steal it away to try to not only cause that person problems, but have an impact on the impact that those people are going to be
oh,
able
absolutely.
To have for the Lord.
In the Message Bible there, it says here in verse 14, the farmer plants the word. Some people are like the seed that falls on the hardened soil of the road. And if you think about a dusty road, you know, or just a dirt road, we don't see those much in Florida, but they're out there somewhere out there in the boonies. But when seed falls on that, and if there's no good soil there, and it can't get down into the dirt, it just falls on a, let's say, a hardened dirt path. And the word that I'm listening to right here in my spirit, I'm listening to this word hardened. Megan, talk to me about that, because a lot of people's soil of their heart is very hardened.
Absolutely. And it can also look at it as being calloused.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because of past hurts or
right.
something
yes.
that happened at church that made you hardened.
Yes.
That someone else may have judged you, et cetera. Make all kinds of things you could list that would make your heart hardened. But the Lord, the Holy Spirit, if you allow him to work in your life, he's going to turn that calloused heart into a permeable heart.
Oh, amen.
You know, because even myself, I have suffered hurt. And I heard the Lord tell me last week at church that he said that I will never allow your heart to be hardened.
Wow.
And it's like, well, praise you, Jesus, because it can happen so easily to us.
Right.
Because of people hurting us.
Absolutely.
But
that's how it happens. Yes,
it
go
is.
Ahead.
And we need to allow our hearts to be permeable to him, because that's how we're going to be molded and become like him, so that the light will shine through and not the darkness.
Oh, amen. And it's our choice whether we become hardened or not, right?
Right.
Okay, I mean, we can choose to take an offense, and we've all been offended. We're all offended probably very often, you know. Maybe not every day, but we certainly are offended very often. We have a choice what we do with that offense. I taught a series years ago, I don't know if you remember, Nan, and on Wednesday nights it was entitled Offense, Take It or Leave It.
Yes.
Okay? And I kind of like that title still. That title has stuck with me because we have the choice to take offense or to leave it and let it go and ask for forgiveness. You know what I'm talking about, Megan?
Yes, ma'am, I do. We have the ability to hold on to it or we have the ability to let it go.
We sure do. So it's up to us. Go ahead.
That's right. We need to let it go because that is the type of thing that's going to harden our hearts and not make us sensitive to hearing the word.
Exactly.
And sensitive to knowing the needs of the people that need to hear the word, which is what we're doing today.
Exactly. And so we have responsibility, but there's a lot of people that are in category one here that Jesus is talking about whose hearts have been hardened by all kinds of things that have happened to them. And when the word comes to them through a radio show, TV show, or they just pick up their Bible and they see these words and it begins to affect them, then they just dismiss it because of their hardened heart. And Jesus is saying, don't be like that, because nothing good is going to flourish and grow. There's no way you can change when you stay hardened. So the answer here, and Nan's typing away. I heard her little typing. Did you hear it, Megan?
Sorry about that.
I can't hear the little keyboard pecking.
Heard the little keyboard pecking, so we knew a poem was coming our way, right? Yeah. Go ahead, Nan.
This is about hardened hearts.
Go ahead. Of course.
Yeah, of course. If your heart is hardened today, listen with all of your might right now. You can become softened. You will be changed after these 2 hours.
Whoa.
You're making a decision to be such, but you need to get past that, little one. What will be your choice right now? I will help you to become softened. It can be done.
Mm.
And that is not only for the people listening live, but that is for anybody's listening to this
later on.
At any time, the anointing will be on that. And
right.
I really feel just strongly in my spirit, people really need to really, 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 really listen. Listen right now.
Right.
Listen the next hour and a half. Listen to what is said. And I believe they will be changed if they will let it get down in their heart, in their spirit, and to really hear what's being said.
And for some of you who may be new to God speaking through somebody like that, just on the spot like that, that's called a prophetic word. It's coming through Nan. It usually comes through in poems sometimes. God speaks something to her to tell her to tell somebody something. I want you to read that one more time because I do believe this applies to a certain segment of our audience scattered around the globe today who really need to say, Lord, open my heart today so I understand the word. Go ahead.
If your heart is hardened today, listen with all of your might right now. You can become softened. You will be changed after these 2 hours. You're making a decision to be such, but you need to get past that, little one. Talking about being hardened, of course. What will be your choice right now? Helping you, I will help you to become softened. It can be done. And there may be people who feel, well, I'm too hardened. I've done this. I've done that. If only you knew what I've done. I've done, you know what? Well, you know what? God knows what you've done.
Sure.
And he forgives.
Amen.
Just ask his forgiveness and he forgives. And he can take that hardened heart.
Amen.
That maybe has been hardened by perhaps pastors who've hurt them. I've experienced that
sure.
a long time ago
sure,
with someone.
Absolutely.
Or family members who've hurt them and hardened, or things that's happened in their lives, or things that happened to them as they were children, whatever, that's hardened them and caused them to be hardened. They can be softened.
Amen.
I just feel it so strongly in my spirit. They can be softened.
All things are possible.
If they choose to.
Yes.
It's their choice.
It's their choice. All things are possible to him who believes. So if you are in that first category and you realize it, and you'll know if it's you. You'll feel your heart pumping out of your chest, or you'll feel that little, whoa, that's me, you know, realization. Now's the time to say, Lord, forgive me for that hardness. I want to let go of the bitterness, the resentment, whatever it is. And I want to learn to forgive those that you tell me and show me that I need to forgive. Lord, I want to let go of the hardness. Megan, you want to comment on that before we go to category two?
Absolutely. You could be one of those people. It's like you're sitting here listening to us and it's like, oh, that's not me. There's no way. There's no way that's me. Well, you know what? If you are having conviction right now,
right,
that's good,
we're
Megan.
Making you irritated. We're calling you out right now.
If we're making you irritated, and that's our goal, is not to make you irritated,
no,
but just to allow God to use us to bring to your attention,
absolutely,
this situation. Right.
That's right. And you know, if you can't shut off your carnal mind and open your heart, the Lord can do it.
Amen.
He's
he can.
The only one that can.
Ooh, yes. All right, let's go to category two, and it's found in Mark chapter 4, verse 16, as Jesus is explaining it to his disciples and some of his followers. He says this. Here's the second category. Some are like the seed that lands in the gravel. When they first hear the word, they respond with great enthusiasm. But there is such shallow soil of character. That when the emotions wear off, and some difficulty arrives, there is nothing to show for it. I have known a lot of people down through years, because I've been in the ministry basically all my life as a missionary's kid, pastor's kid, and then growing up and becoming all of that. And I have seen so many people like this, Megan and Nan, that emotionally get kind of excited. They just happen to land in the right radio show or the right TV show or the right church service. And I see this so often on holidays like Christmas and Easter. But people emotionally get caught up in it and they're just like, yes, I'm going to turn my life around. And yes, I want to follow Jesus, you know. And all of that, but it doesn't last. Megan, talk to me about this. I've known people like this all my life. You and your mom and your dad were part of my church I pastored in Indiana many years ago when you were just a little girl. And so you have seen this like I have seen this, haven't you?
Oh,
growing
boy.
Up in it.
You know, I will contribute this to like turning on and off a light switch in a room.
Okay.
Because you go to church, say, you know, Easter or whatever, and you get really pumped up about the resurrection and, you know, the story that it holds, and it lasts with you for a few days, and then you go back to the same old junk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what? It's like, did you go back to the same old junk because it's easier?
Right.
Because it's not, you don't want to change permanently. You just
right.
want to let it linger for a few days.
Exactly.
Oh, boy, have I seen that in people. And when I see that, it makes me sad because when you change over to the kingdom life, it is a change.
It is a change.
It's not something that you can do wholeheartedly for 2 days and then back off and give up.
Yeah.
It's a minute-to-minute, day-to-day, daily life, a daily walk.
Amen.
In the light.
Amen.
And if you can't stay in the light, you need to get down on your hands and knees and you need to pray about getting rid of the junk that's pulling you back.
That's exactly right.
Because I'm telling you, people... that just like we said earlier, the devil is here to destroy you.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's sad.
Well, the word that stuck out to me in the first category was the word hardened, which we really talked about. Now what I see here in the Message Bible in verses 16 and 17 is this phrase, shallow soil of character. Now, shallow soil of character are those who, they can talk a good talk. Boy, they're emotionally up for a moment and a half, a minute and a half. And they can tell you, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. God's speaking to my heart and I'm going to do this. But their character is one that is not dependable, let's say, not following through, not persistent. Instead, they're one of those that just get excited about it in the moment, and those around them are going, wow, this is great. They're really going to make a change. There are some people who, this is what I've known about some of these people in my life. The consistent thing about them is their inconsistency.
Right.
Talk to me, Megan.
Well, that inconsistency is what you've seen.
Yes.
Is you've seen them walking and talking and being proud of what they've heard at church or being proud of what the Lord's done in their life.
Right.
And then say maybe the situation gets tough and their character comes back.
The character. Yeah.
Where they want to blame the Lord for their situation.
Yes.
And, you know, that on-again, off-again life is not what the Lord wants for anybody.
Right.
He wants you to be to be in tune with Him and to be walking with Him right next to Him and let Him guiding you. And I just have this, the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell people, shut off your carnal mind. And what I mean by that is let go of trying to control the outcome of your circumstances.
Amen.
Because no matter what you do, He has the final word.
Amen.
He will be the final decision maker. No matter what you try to do to change the outcome, He is the final answer.
Excellent point. And when we're talking about this shallow soil of character, Megan, it really does have everything to do with people being inconsistent in their life and not wanting to submit to God and to what His plan is for them. Nan has been typing away. She even moved the mic away from her little laptop temporarily. So we didn't know that's what she was doing. But I can see her through the glass. I'm in the control room. She's in the studio. Go ahead, Nan.
Do you have a desire to do things and then you quickly fall away? You can become good soil on this very beautiful day. Do you really want to be inconsistent? Don't you want to become solid in me? You can change if you desire to. Through this teaching, you will see.
Oh, excellent. Boy, that's a real pointed question, isn't it? Right there. Do you want to? Do you see that, Nan?
Yes, it's very pointed. He's being very pointed in these for reasons. He's wanting to shake people up, get them out of their complacency.
I agree. I'm feeling that right now. And again, audience, we don't have this scripted. This is just happening. And these poems are not written ahead of time. They're written right now on the spot. They're hot off the plate. And interesting to me that he is basically saying, people, get serious about your relationship with God. Do you hear that, Megan?
Oh, absolutely. I do. This whole entire, just what, this 40 minutes we've been on.
Right.
It's called, I mean, and we're all getting pumped up about it. Because
yeah, you can tell.
We've been there. We've done it.
Right.
Get pumped up, get excited, and change your life.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. It's about, you know, it's about follow through. It's about follow through, you know, and really make slow, steady changes in your life. But basically, it's about allowing the Holy Spirit to show you what needs to be done. You know, I know, Megan, you're selling a weight loss thing right now, and more power to you. And I know it's doing well and all of that. That is doing great. And I agree with those kinds of things, but I also know that in my own life, Megan, I've had to make slow, steady changes where I quit eating certain things, you know, or I quit. I've always been a Diet Coke thing and not regular Coke. But recently my doctor said, wait a minute. Yeah, you're drinking Diet Coke, but you're drinking five a day or whatever you're drinking, back to one. And I'm going, whoa, you know, and yet I am feeling better now being back to one. You know what I'm saying, Meg?
I do. Because, you know, and I'll contribute this to dieting because I've done it.
Yeah.
It's when you get pumped up about it and you dive head first in and you cut out all of the stuff, all the junk that you were doing, right?
Right.
You just throw your whole pantry away.
Right, you throw it all. I've done that.
You're like, I need a Diet Coke. Like, what have I done to myself?
Right.
And then you go have one, and then you cave.
Right.
And you feel bad.
Right.
And so you can contribute the same thing to spiritual growth.
Yes.
It doesn't happen overnight.
It does not.
Right.
And here, I'm 34 years old, and I'm still growing. And I want to grow until the day I die.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I thrive for. That's the reason I want to, that's why the reason I live. Is because I want His wisdom, and I want to grow, and I want to be who He wants me to be, not
Amen.
Who I want to be. I want to have His character,
yes.
Not mine.
Well, and you know, Nan and I are just a tiny bit older than you, Meg.
That was laughing. That was laughing.
That's what Nan was laughing about because we're kind of like
your baby, Meg.
Yeah,
your baby.
I had to throw it out there. I had to rub it in.
Yeah, we're like 20 some years older than you, anyway, or more. Anyway, but the thing is, as you get to the age that Nan and I are, we can look back and say, you know what?
good, solid change does not happen overnight. It takes consistency. It takes commitment. Right, Nan?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I mean, it does not happen overnight. And in those times, we grow many times when we face the difficulties. And maybe sometimes people don't want to have to face the difficulties that they face.
Right.
But that's when our faith grows the more.
Oh, it is.
You know, if, you know, and how he helps us and deal with situations or helps us through situations.
Oh, absolutely. And it's those times, those difficult times where we really learn the principles of God. And in the second type that Jesus is talking about of people, these are people that have no soil of character. In other words, they're just fly by night. They're just here today, gone tomorrow. They're over here on this side of the map, and then they're over there, and then they agree with this, and then they agree with that. And Jesus is saying, people, let's get centered here. Let's get centered. God wants us to come just as we are also. And it's interesting where we are in this teaching. This bears my point one more time, because the song I had coming up next actually is by a group entitled Pocket Full of Rocks, which I love that. And the song is Come As You Are. And why is that important, Megan?
Because in front of him, you can't hide behind anything.
Whoa.
You can't wear masks. You can't wear different cloaks. He sees right through everything. Mm.
Right on.
He's not mad at you.
Ooh, good point.
And he's not disappointed. His grace is greater still than all of your wrong choices. He is full of mercy. Arms are open wide. You can't come as you are, with all your broken pieces, all your shameful scars, the pain you hold in your heart. Bring it all to Jesus. You can come.
Amen. Bring it to Jesus, dear ones, with the shameful scars, the pain that you hold in your heart.
And you know, that is what Jesus is trying to communicate today in this show. Come just as you are. So many people feel so beat down by life and their circumstances. And some of you out there are sick today in your body and you need a healing. And just come to Jesus and say, God, here it is. Here's where I'm at. Emotionally, physically, wherever it is. Nan, you have something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I love you just as you are. You haven't done too much that I will not forgive.
Mm.
Come to me. Don't try to clean yourself up. You will learn so much, and then you'll really be able to live. I see where you are at this moment. Come to me. I will help you in all things. You can come to me just as you are. Don't worry about what you have to bring. I love you, and I'm here for you, precious one. I will forgive you, mend you, teach you. I love you now and always will do such. I will help you in all that you are to do. Come to me just as you are.
Oh.
And in the poem, it's like two or three different times he inspired the come to me just as you are. And that's what he's saying very loudly
God.
Today.
Praise God. He is. And if you've been one of these that has had inconsistencies, a lot of inconsistencies in your life and complacency and laziness, you know, that's that second category here. And just come to Jesus the way you are and say, Lord, here, yeah, I bear witness with this. This is how I've been. Let's go to category number three, and we are in Mark chapter 4, verse 18, if you're just now joining us. It's the parable of the sower. And this is the third category. And Jesus explains it to his disciples and his followers this way. The seed cast in the weeds represents the ones who hear the word, the kingdom news, but here's what's wrong with them. Okay? This third category. In the Message Bible, it says, they are overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. The stress strangles what they heard, and nothing comes of it. Whoa. Overwhelmed with life's worries. Nan, you want to comment on that?
Ooh, sometimes stress. We can just get so caught up in that we lose focus.
We do. We lose focus.
You know, and I mean, I find for myself, if I start getting a little bit out of kilter on that, I need you to spend more time with the Lord.
Amen.
And spend that special, quiet. I was just talking to my roommate about that today, about having a place where you can spend that special, quiet time with the Lord. Now, of course, people have busy lives. Mothers have children they have to take care
right.
of. But they can find a special little place, even
Amen.
If it's in the shower.
Yeah.
The special place with God and get refocused and
right.
say, Father, you see the stress that I'm under, you see this job that I have, you see this marriage that I'm in that is rocky, you see the my situations dealing with my parents, maybe who are in health. People have a lot of stress around them, but if they can stay focused, if they
yes.
can just, if they get off focus, get refocused. Back on it. Don't let that stress get into that time, that part of you where God just is so alive and well. Help just get refocused by spending that time with him, and it brings everything together for you better. You're able to actually handle
right.
those stressful situations better when you do that.
Absolutely. I was just thinking about, as you were explaining that so beautifully, thinking about my car. You know, my car, when it gets down to the only 50 miles left in the gas tank, it says 50 miles left, and it dings and reminds me I need to get gas. Then when it gets down to 25, it ding, ding, dings and says, you better be getting gas, okay? And it's just like our spiritual life. And if I don't pull into a gas station, I'm going to run out of gas, okay? I'm not going to be able to go at all if I don't pull in a gas station after those warnings, okay? And it's the same thing with our spiritual life, don't you think, Nan?
Let me share a gas story with you, too, to go along with that.
A gas story.
All right, we got a gas story coming up here.
My car, it comes up with the little light,
uh-huh.
the little gas tank, and when it comes up, I better be getting some gas.
Mm-hmm.
It's got about maybe 8 to 10 miles, but that's it.
Oh, wow.
Okay? So I try to get gas every weekend, and
right.
then I don't have that problem. Well, I didn't do that last weekend because it got off schedule. So by Friday, I knew Thursday night I needed gas, but I needed to get to the house.
Right.
I'll go back out. I didn't go back out and get gas.
Right.
So Friday morning, I'm on the way. I looked out. Oops,
to work.
I go from Clearwater to Tampa, and I said, I'm not going to make it to work on time if I don't stop and get gas.
Right.
So I stopped at a gas station where I normally don't go. And I got there, and I put the nozzle in the thing, and I leaned up against the car, like I'll do many times, leaned up, started to pump the gas, and the gas came out and got on my clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but that's symbolic. And then I got $5 worth of gas, enough to go into work, and I smell like gasoline for a while. But that's kind of the way it is. If I would have stopped and taken the time.
There you go.
Thursday night.
Right there.
And gotten my full tank of gas like I do. That's symbolic of we need to take the time and spend the time in the work.
Ring that bell in there where you are.
Oh, I can't get to it.
You can't get to it?
There we go.
There you go.
You know,
that's very important.
We try to piecemeal it along.
Yes, we
and
do.
And we try to put little Band-Aids over what's going on in our lives.
Right.
And we can't do that. We need to
deal with it. Preach it, girl.
Okay.
Woo! All right, Megan.
Anyway, you had a gas story. Megan, do you have a
gas story? Do you have a gas story, Megan?
I don't have a gas story.
Okay, that's good.
Not about gasoline.
All right. Okay.
No, but I do have, I just have this vision in my mind about someone that is full weeds. And it'd be like you go into an old house to refurbish it.
Uh-huh.
And you pull down the walls, and what do you find? Old ivy growing up in the wall.
Right.
And it's like, if you're doing that because you're trying to bury hurt or you're trying to repair yourself, it's not going to happen because those weeds are not going to go anywhere if you put plaster over them or if you put drywall over them.
Wow.
They're still there, people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if it's there, how is the Lord, I mean, I know I'm talking about a wall with weeds in it, but how is the Lord ever going to get through there
right.
to plant a seed if you keep trying to control all of your situations by
right.
burying them or putting them in a wall or whatever you're doing or trying to
exactly.
put them on the back burner?
Yep.
You've got to bring it all forward and let him clean it out.
Amen. Woo! Good stuff, girls. Which takes us to verse 20, and it's right on. Here's category number 4. Here's what we need to be really embracing. Jesus said, but the seed planted in the good earth represents those who hear the word, embrace it. I love the word embrace. You know, lean into it. You know, take it on. You know, when you embrace somebody with a big hug, my great-grandbabies were, I know, I just said great-grandbabies. So, but anyway, it's true.
Did you say great? Was that great?
I did, Nan. And fortunately, my granddaughter was very young when she had these babies. So that, yeah. But it does, yeah. Anyway, they were here for the last few days. And they don't know strangers. They're twins. They're 18 months old. And they were just so darling. And we were at different family gatherings. And people they had never even met, some of them. They just reach up their, when people talk to them, they just reach up their hands. Megan, you know them very well, Leah and Briley. And they just reach up their hands and they want to be held. They want to be embraced. They love it. And when my sister Jan went out to greet them the other day, Leah wanted her to hold her. And when she did, she had never seen her since she was 3 months old. Aaliyah put her arms around my sister's neck, Megan, and embraced her and hugged her, and it brought tears to all of our eyes because Aaliyah didn't even know her really, you know? But she knew that my sister needed an embrace, and she gave it to her. And we've got to do that with the word. We've got to embrace it, Megan. We got to absolutely bring it into ourselves, you know, and make it a part of us, just like my grandbaby did the other day with my sister. Go ahead, Meg.
Absolutely. And we need to embrace it just like Aaliyah did, like a child.
Yes.
With open arms.
Yes.
And reaching out for things that we aren't familiar with.
Right.
Just like she did.
Yeah.
She wasn't fearful.
No.
We need to get rid of our fear. What are we afraid of? Well, probably change.
Right.
Because we don't, you know, we fear changing from the inside out.
Right.
But that change that the word and that the Lord can bring forth out of you is a perfect change.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong or ill-fated about it. It's the real thing. And that's why, you know, through these radio shows, we're trying to tell people, we're trying to teach you
yes.
that it's nothing bad. It's nothing but pure good. It's like
yeah.
it's like diving into me, for me, it's like diving into a freshly baked cake.
Okay.
Because it's that good. It's fresh. it's comforting.
That's right. You're pregnant. We'll let you dive into a big cake.
I'm sorry.
All right.
But, you know, it's a comfort thing.
Yes.
And
amen.
If we can learn that comfort of embracing it like little Aaliyah did, Jan.
Yeah.
It would just melt us, Pastor.
And you know, when she saw Jan yesterday at another family thing, she did the same thing again.
Oh, God love her.
And it was like, we were just like, whoa, that is wild. Now, her little sister, Briley, didn't do that. It wasn't Briley's thing. It was Aaliyah's thing to do, you know? But for each of us, if we will embrace the word of God, and I love the end of verse 20 here in Mark 4, and then we'll produce a harvest beyond our wildest dreams. Wow. 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 When we embrace the word of God and allow that seed that is planted in these radio shows and in so many countless other great radio shows and TV shows and church services around the globe, when we allow the word that's being spoken and planted to really get down on the inside of us and embrace it, it changes us and it produces a harvest beyond our wildest dreams. Nan, you have a poem there, and then we're going to get to a couple things we need to do before the top of the hour.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. One is called Don't Be Stressed. My word isn't meant to be stressful. It is meant to help you in all that you do.
Amen.
It will guide you in all things. It will help you make it through. Let my word get deep within you. Don't let it be a stressor. Let it bring life. My word will be there all the time and will help you through your stressful strife.
Wow.
And then the other one's embrace the word. Embrace my word in your good soil. Let me love you through what it says. It will be such a comfort to you. Lovingly, it will direct you in all your ways. Even if you feel you're one of the other three, recognize that you can be such. You will be a great witness for me, and through me, through you, I will do much.
Oh,
so if they're
great.
One of the other three, they can just flip over and become
flip
this
over
one.
And become the fourth one, the good soil. Praise God. And produce a harvest beyond your wildest dreams. Wow. We said earlier, this is our eighth year, finishing our eighth year, getting ready to start our ninth year on this radio show, Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope. We do this by faith. If we welcome financial partners to go to our website, bohmglobal.com. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com. And on the first page, homepage, you can go to the bottom there and see donations. It'll open up a page where you can go to PayPal and you can give financially to the ongoing of this radio broadcast. And also our other show that we do on Thursday nights, that's Go Yard with me, Mama Mac, and that's my other name because of all my kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. And Megan, what is Go Yard about?
Well, Go Yard is about hitting a home run.
That's right.
Slang, but it's really cool because you and Dr. Angel talk about real life situations.
Right.
And you talk about how to handle those situations. It's a coaching show.
It is.
And even though Go Yard is a baseball slang, it's a coaching show.
It is.
To coach you about things in life.
Amen. We welcome you to tune in every Thursday night. It starts in the Tampa Bay network here, which is tantalk1340.com, and you can hear that around the world, tantalk1340.com. It starts at 6.05 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time every Thursday night. It's also on the Starcom Media Network at 5 p.m. Eastern around the globe. And on the Starcom Media, that will be the week before show. So they're live on the tantalk1340.com at 6 p.m., and on Thursdays, and then at 5 p.m., it will be the show from the week before. So if you missed it, you can catch it. It's a good way to get 2 hours of really cool life coaching. Dr. Angel is part of our ministry. Dr. Angel Falzoni, she's PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and a real blessing to us. And it's a great show. Go Yard with Mama Mac and Dr. Angel. So catch it on Thursday nights. We're glad you're joining us today, and we'll tell you on the other side of this break about our prayer ministry and welcome you to use our email prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com, at any time, and we welcome you to do that. It's a wonderful thing to have that ability, and listen carefully here.